Order. Order.
The opposition complains about a lack of government front benches to answer their questions. The complaint comes from the shadow leader of the House, Labour's Darren Hughes.
A number of the senior ministers aren't available today to answer parliamentary questions in the House, and that does happen from time to time, but it would be useful for the opposition if when the government is giving leave to its ministers, if it could try and make sure that there were still a reasonable number here on a Thursday so we could ask them some questions.
With the leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, among the absent ministers, the government's response to Darren Hughes came from his deputy, Simon Power.
Yes, we do what we learned from the last government, of course, Mr Speaker.
Simon Power then stood in for Finance Minister Bill English to answer questions from Labour's deputy leader, Annette King, who wanted to know how much the Cabinet knew about the Pacific Economic Development Agency before giving it nearly $5 million in the budget.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, although I don't have immediate detail on the specific issue raised, I'm sure it was appropriate.
That answer wasn't good enough for Mrs King, and although the Speaker agreed, he had more sympathy for Mr Power.
In fairness, the Minister is answering on behalf of the Minister of Finance, and he indicated he didn't have the particular details to give a more accurate, to give a more precise answer to the member.
Annette King then made the first of what became a frequent opposition request.
Point of order, Mr Speaker.
Point of order, the Honourable
Mr Speaker, I have quite a number of questions to ask the Minister. I seek leave to hold them over because the Minister obviously hasn't come prepared to answer any of my questions.
Order.
But Mrs King had to make do with Simon Power channelling Bill English.
Did he discuss any proposals from the Pacific Economic Development Agency Limited with the Prime Minister or Georgina Te Heuheu after the Prime Minister met with Mr Pereira, Michael Jones, Inga Tuimakamala and National MP Sam Lotu-Inga in June 2009? If so, what was the outcome of those discussions?
The Honourable Simon
Speaker,
Power.
On behalf of the Minister of Finance, I'm sorry I don't have that information with me this afternoon.
Simon Power then stood in for Pacific Island Affairs Minister Georgina Te Heuheu, who faced this question from her Labour shadow, Sua Williams-Seo.
Is the purchase agreement between the Ministry of Pacific Island Affairs and the private company Pacific Economic Development Agency ready and finalised by today, 1st of July, as she said it would be in her written answer 09338, dated 28th of June? And if it isn't, will that funding be open to other more established organisations with a much longer and more successful track record for delivering outcomes for Pacific peoples in Auckland?
The Honourable Simon Power.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister for Pacific Island Affairs, the advice I have is that this money was provided for in the budget and Peter has submitted a proposal which is now the subject of negotiations towards a formal purchase agreement which is yet to be signed. Until that happens, no money will be transferred to Peter.
So, no, it hasn't been signed. One minister who was on deck was Chris Finlayson, who faced this question as Minister of Arts, Culture and Heritage from one of his own national backbenchers, Kamwajit Singh Bakshi.
What progress is the government making in conjunction with Sir Peter Jackson with the review of the New Zealand Film Commission?
Mr Finlayson said he'd received Sir Peter Jackson's review on Thursday before taking this question from Labour's Steve Chadwick.
When can we expect a response from the Minister to this review?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
As soon as I've spoken to the CEO and the Chair of the Commission, I hope to be in a position to make some public announcements on where we go. Having said that, one of the original grounds of the review was whether or not there needed to be statutory change. On the face of it, I don't think there will need to be any amendment to the current Act.
Mr Finlayson then put on his Attorney General's hat to answer questions from Labour's Trevor Mallard, who wanted to know whether mistakes and entries in the MP's register of pecuniary interests had affected the Prime Minister's confidence in him as a minister.
Is he satisfied that he has shown the attention to detail in his role as Attorney General necessary to maintain public confidence in the office?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
Speaker, that is not a question for me to answer. I serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister, and I am humbled and grateful every day that I'm able to enjoy his confidence.
Question time was followed by the third and final reading of the Animal Welfare Amendment Bill, the work of National's Tauranga MP Simon Bridges, which increases the maximum sentence for animal cruelty from 3 to 5 years and creates a new offence of reckless cruelty to animals. Parliament's adjourned for 2 weeks, back on Tuesday, July the 20th. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.